The Centers for Disease Control and other health organizations have long championed the virtues of breastfeeding. But back in 1946, an effort began by the St. Louis-based company Pet Milk to market formula to a growing Black American market. And they did this in what is being called a brazen act of exploitation, using four identical baby girls known as the Fultz Quads to market their products. And while Pet Milk made millions, the girls ended up in poverty. For University of Hawaii Associate Professor Andrea Freeman, the Fultz Quad story is part of a larger history of Black women discouraged from breastfeeding. She intertwines these stories in her new book, Skimmed, Breastfeeding, Race, and Injustice. And she joins me now to talk about it. Welcome.
Thank you.
Well, Andrea, you begin this book with the birth of the Quads, Mary Louise, Mary Ann, Mary Alice, and Mary Catherine. Quads were rare back then. Natural quads are still very rare today. So, of course, they immediately became famous. And their exploitation began at birth with their doctor, Fred Klenner. Tell us more about some of the ways he did that.
Fred Klenner was kind of an unusual doctor. He had a theory about the healing powers of vitamin C. So right on the day of their birth, he injected them with vitamin C. And he did that every day for years afterwards. The next thing that he did was take away the privilege of naming them.
Yes, I mentioned their names, and their names are actually because of him.
Yeah, he decided that he was going to name them, and he gave them all the first name Mary, and then the names of his wife, daughter, aunt, and mother. He then decided to auction off the rights to a formula company to use for their promotional materials.
And let's talk about that. He began bidding for the rights to be the baby's corporate sponsor. Pet Milk was the winner. What did they agree to provide for the babies and their parents?
The primary thing they agreed to was milk. So Pet Milk was their major source of nutrition and diet. They said that they would give them a nurse, which was a nurse chosen by Dr. Klenner, so that he could retain control over the quads and to keep using them for his experiments. They bought a house for the family, which in those days, of course, would have been a really big deal, but they bought the house from Dr. Klenner's father-in-law on land that was very hilly and barren and impossible to really farm. So every part of the deal benefited Dr. Klenner and didn't really do too much for the sisters and the family.
Yeah. As you write, the Fultz Quads were born at a time when companies were just starting to market to Black Americans. Talk a little bit about how the girls were used to actually promote Pet Milk.
They were featured in a lot of magazine advertisements. They did performances, so they did music and dancing. They went on television. They went in parades. They did society events.
Yeah. This story, the Quad story, is important because it brings us to some of the larger issues that you explore in your book. As you write, Black women have the lowest breastfeeding rates in the United States. And one of the contributing factors is that for decades, many Black American women were forced because of economic circumstances to work outside of the home. And this ties into the Quads because they were really selling to moms, hey, here is this way that you can nourish your child. And basically, the undercurrent was that we know because you won't be breastfeeding. This is the alternative.
And that assumption that Black women won't breastfeed is still with us, even through changing economic times. I mean, they haven't changed that much. We still have a lot of disparity in employment and income and wealth that makes it necessary for many Black women to work.
And then you write in your book about some of the barriers that Black women face when they enter medical establishments, hospitals, learning how to breastfeed, whether they're given the tools to breastfeed. What did you learn there?
There is an assumption by healthcare professionals that Black women simply will not breastfeed. So many times they're not given the training and the support that white women get when they're in the hospital. They're immediately given free formula and encouraged to just bottle feed with formula instead of trying. And for most people, it's difficult to breastfeed at first. It's not something natural, even though I think it's often presented that way. It's something that takes work and takes learning how to do it. And if those resources are not provided, then it simply becomes impossible.
One of the hardest parts to get through in your book was the chapter on how enslaved Black women were forced to wet nurse white babies, which of course meant that they had to forego breastfeeding their own. And it sort of sounds counterintuitive, but not breastfeeding, you say, was seen as a way for Black women to reclaim their bodies. Can you explain more for us on that idea?
Yes, the idea that during slavery, Black women had no choice about nursing white children and breastfeeding in general was controlled outside of their own bodies, sometimes can put people into a position where they feel like to be liberated and to be free and to be self-determinative, it is a better choice not to breastfeed.
The Fultz Quads, I mean, they were beautiful babies. They went on to work with Pet Milk throughout their childhood. What happened to them?
They always had a difficult life. Even when they were born and they were celebrities, they were isolated because of Dr. Klenner, even from their own siblings. So they had six siblings, but Dr. Klenner did not want them to play with them, to spend time with them. Then when they turned six, Dr. Klenner went to a judge and asked the judge to appoint the nurse that he had given them as their guardian. The judge said yes, and the sisters moved away from their family, and from that time on, barely saw them. They had a difficult time in school because they have so many demands put on them by Pet Milk to suddenly make appearances, jump out of school, jump back in. And by the time they got to high school and college, they were very behind, so they weren't successful. They went to college for 2 years. And then they were asked to leave. And at that point, their guardians moved them up to outside New York because it was their dream to perform. They had a small nightclub act, but it never took off. So they worked in factories and nursing homes.
And the most tragic part of this is all four were diagnosed with breast cancer when they were in their 40s. Three of them died by the age of 55. Catherine was the only one who lived into her 70s, and she blamed Dr. Klenner's vitamin treatments for she and her sister's cancers. Do you agree with that?
It's really hard to tell. It might have also had something to do with this diet of the formula through their not just infancy, but also kind of toddlerhood, which is very unhealthy. So we have the experiments, we have this diet heavy in sugar and fat, and we have the trauma that they experienced. So I really don't know why they all received these diagnoses. I do know that it's highly unusual for multiples to all get breast cancer, but I think we'll never know what the real medical cause was.
Yeah. You make this through line from slavery to then the quads and the marketing of formula to Black women, bringing us to the present day. Why did you want to write this book?
I think that a lot of people see breastfeeding as a choice. And because of the culture that we have around breastfeeding now, as reflective of good mothering and good parenting, people interpret not breastfeeding as bad mothering or bad parenting. For Black women, a lot of the time, there's no choice involved. It's just not a decision because there's so many structural and social factors that make it impossible. Yet this circumstance is socially interpreted as evidence of being a bad mother. And I think it's important for people to understand that this is a structural problem. This is not a personal choice issue.
Andrea Freeman's book is Skimmed, Breastfeeding, Race, and Injustice. Andrea, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Tanya. It was great to talk to you.